It is Tuesday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. I'm Ashley Rowe. It is a gloomy day for all of those folks going trick-or-treating as colder air continues to rush into our area. Just in time for trick-or-treating, it'll be about in the 40s with some chances of light showers. We have a frost advisory for the Triangle, West and Southwest until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Then we will have sunshine and a high of 51 degrees. Now let's get to your headlines. Toyota has announced it is investing an additional $8 billion in its electric battery manufacturing site in Randolph County. This will bring 3,000 more jobs to North Carolina. According to WRAL Capital Bureau Chief Laura Leslie, this is the biggest investment by a foreign-owned company in state history. A $10,000 reward is being offered as investigators try to track down the person who shot and killed five people last week in a Sampson County home. The Sampson County Sheriff said the five deaths were the result of a targeted shooting that was drug-related. They were shot Wednesday night at a house in Clinton. And several sites on North Carolina A&T's campus were vandalized early this morning. At least one person was caught on camera spray-painting expletives and, quote, political messages. One tag said, Free Palestine. University police are looking for the people responsible. To see surveillance pictures, go to WRAL.com. And for more on these stories and other news of the day, head over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. I'm Ashley Rowe. Have a great day and happy Halloween.